Hey, this is Jay Kolb, and I am down here at beautiful Sunken Gardens with Dwayne, one of the supervisors here at Sunken Gardens on 4th Street North. They've got a brand new building here, and we're going to have a little chat about it. Dwayne, how are you?
Doing great, Jay. Glad you're here.
Hey, thanks so much. So tell us about this new animal care building.
Yeah, 5 years ago, I came here to be a part of Sunken Gardens, and this was one of the first things on my agenda was for us to get a new facility, an animal care center, all the wonderful animals here at Sunken Gardens. And so we're happy to have this all open and operational, and it's really, really going to elevate everything we do about our animals here at Sunken Gardens.
So give us a little idea about what kind of animals. Obviously, the birds are very popular here, but you've got some other things going on, too.
Yeah, we're looking at restoring some of the exhibits, the historical exhibits in the gardens. And as a lot of folks know, the Turners had a lot of different tacks of animals over the years. I don't know if we'll ever be as zoological as they were at one point in the 50s, but we are looking at new acquisitions. This building is going to do a number of things. It provides our animal care staff a place where they can properly prep the foods, meet USDA standards. It's a place that we can quarantine new acquisitions. We also have medical areas if we need to treat someone that's sick or, you know, a new acquisition that may need a little more TLC. We have those areas to do that. And it's also the night holding for a lot of our birds. Most of our animals come in at night just for safety reasons. And so this animal care center is going to facilitate all of those needs.
Oh, that's wonderful. And one of the most popular birds, if you will, is a toucan. And I understand you have a new one, and his name is Buffett. Tell me a little bit about him.
Yes, Buffett was a local donation, and he is a kill-billed toucan. He's around 5 years old. He's still going through an adjustment period. We're working on building a relationship with him and doing some training. We have a wonderful new exhibit that has already been completed within the gardens. Right now we have some temporary macaws in that exhibit, but hopefully here in the next few weeks to a month or so, we'll be able to get him to a place where we can transfer him to this new exhibit.
Well, we're definitely looking forward to that. Well, Sunken Gardens, one of the real treasures here in St. Petersburg, 4th Street North. This is Jay Kolb with Radio St. Pete, Sunshine 96.7 FM.